I was telling Dan this in the car. McConaughey was on Jimmy Kimmel last night. Okay, he doesn't have a movie to promote till September, but he shows up on Kimmel to premiere the trailer, and it's a movie called White Boy Rick. It's based on a true story about a kid, 15, 16-year-old kid, who became like a drug-dealing kingpin, and then he turned states on FBI, and then he ended up going to jail, and he's in jail for life. And McConaughey plays the kid's father, and it looks great. And he comes on, and, the movie doesn't come out till September, and he's got nothing else to plug. But then he did talk about this movie that he made. Get this. He made a movie. Matthew McConaughey is in the same movie with Jimmy Buffett and Snoop Dogg. Now, do you think marijuana was smoked on the set? I'm not real sure. But here's he told this great story, because it's called The Beach Bum. That's what the movie is called. It comes out later this year. And Zac Efron's in it. Jonah Hill is in it. He's wearing like a really long wig in it. He looks like a goofball. And so he tells Kimmel that he was doing, Kimmel's had Snoop Dogg on like a million times. And they used to do a regular feature on Jimmy Kimmel where he would describe, nature films. Have you seen any of those? Where Esmeralda, have you ever seen those where Snoop Dogg is describing nature?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God, it's so funny. Vic, have you seen them?
It's amazing.
It's unbelievably
so
funny.
Good.
Brilliant. And I discovered them. I've never really seen them on Jimmy Kimmel, when they were on Kimmel, but I discovered them one night, and I was on a YouTube rabbit hole at that point. I mean, I went anything where Snoop Dogg was describing nature films. It's brilliant and it's hilarious. So anyway, he's been on the show many times. So Kimmel asked McConaughey, what was it like working with Snoop? And he's like, oh, it's great. He's the best. He said, but he did Snoop me one time. And he's like, what do you mean you snooped me? He's like, well, we were shooting this scene, and I went to the prop room and I got the prop pot. Not the real pot, the prop pot. And I brought it back into the room. It's a 6.5-minute scene that we had to film. About 3 minutes in, Snoop says, hey, bruh, I switched out the prop pot for some of my own. And McConaughey goes, and I don't remember the next 9 hours. So you got Snoop Dogg switching out the prop pot for his own pot. And you know if it's Snoop's pot, it's going to knock you on your butt. McConaughey was like, it was a great time, though, man. Could you imagine him, Snoop Dogg, and Jimmy Buffett with Zac Efron and Jonah Hill running around? What the hell? And then I looked up the IMDb page for this movie, The Beach Bump. It looks ridiculous. And Harmony Korine directed it, wrote and directed it, which is another very, very weird choice. So I'm intrigued. So anyway, and then McConaughey, you know what McConaughey's doing now, Esmeralda?
What's that?
He's making bourbon. He's teamed
that
up.
Makes sense.
He's teamed up with Wild Turkey, and he made his own bourbon. And he brought a bottle out and started drinking it with Jimmy Kimmel while during the interview. So, McConaughey, patron saint of this show. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It was a great appearance, even though the movie doesn't come out till September. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, news about Play-Doh. Everybody played with Play-Doh. Some people even ate it. That's what they did as the Trump brothers on Weekend Update. Eric ate Play-Doh. He was Don Jr. was trying to placate Eric, and he brought out the little Play-Doh thing where you smash it down and it comes out and looks like spaghetti. And he starts eating it, Eric. It's very funny. All right, we got to take a break, and we'll come back with more right here on 720 WGN. Well. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6. So that's coming up. Hey, after the 2:30 news, we're going to talk with Mike Bancroft from Sauce and Bread Restaurant Cafe at 6338 North Clark. They do supper club stuff every month. There's one tomorrow. It's sold out. It's a foraged feast menu, and there's a bunch of other really cool stuff that they're involved in. And it's a very, very cool spot in Edgewater. And we'll talk with Mike right after the 2:30 news. That's coming up. So, Dan, did you play with Play-Doh when you were a kid?
Sure.
Yeah, everybody does. Now, does Emily play with
them? Yes, she does.
Does she enjoy the Play-Doh?
She loves it a little too much, so we actually have to hide it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She hasn't attempted to eat it, has she?
She has not attempted to eat it.
Okay. Well, The toy company Play-Doh that has Play-Doh is Hasbro. Hasbro, man, what do they own? Everything?
Pretty much.
It's like Mattel and Hasbro, and that's it?
Right, and then Wham-O.
Wham-O, and Captain Wham-O. Yeah, man, Captain Wham-O! The Wham-O Lion! Geez, I haven't done Captain Wham-O in a long time. Well, that's going to show up on Friday morning. I appreciate that.
22.
Thank you very much. The toy company Hasbro on Friday announced that the United States Patent and Trademark Office has recognized Play-Doh's distinctive smell with a registered trademark, something rarely issued for a scent. Your trademark a smell? Is bacon trademarked?
I would imagine not, right? Because it's so just ubiquitous.
Yeah. But you want to talk about a...
That would be a money maker.
A smell. Oh, man. The Pawtucket, Rhode Island-based toy maker describes it as a, quote, sweet, slightly musky vanilla fragrance with overtones of cherry, combined with the smell of a salted wheat-based dough. What? Wow. The Play-Doh brand has been around since 1956. Hasbro applied for the scent trademark last year. The company says in a press release that the smell, quote, has always been synonymous with childhood and fun, and explains that the trademark allows it to protect an invaluable point of connection between the brand and its fans. There are already some Play-Doh-scented products available online, including cologne and soy candles. Cologne? Did we talk about that?
I don't remember we did.
I don't think we did. Play-Doh cologne. Wow. See, you wear Play-Doh cologne and you like the Pied Piper, all the kids are just going to follow you around once they smell you. Now, I have not, you know, played with Play-Doh in a long time, nor have I smelled it. Does it still smell? Does it still have a very distinct smell, Dan?
It does. It is the classic smell from our youth.
Yeah. Would you describe it as a sweet, slightly musky vanilla fragrance with slight overtones of cherry combined with the smell of a salted wheat-based dough?
Maybe not in that many words, but all of those things did. Like, I'm like, yep, 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 yeah. I am looking at this Play-Doh cologne, though. For a 3.4-ounce bottle,
yeah.
You want to take a guess how much?
$40.
Very close, $36.
To smell like Play-Doh.
Yep.
Okay.
Demeter has bottled that fresh just out of the can Eau de Play-Doh aroma as part of a year-long celebration of the beloved modeling compound's 50th birthday. Let's see here. What better way to celebrate the 50th birthday than bottling the scent for adults everywhere to enjoy as a reminder of youth? This was invented in 1956.
Mm-hmm.
Now, half century later, kids can explore their imaginations, express their creativities with up to 50 colors. The formula for Play-Doh compound still remains closely guarded secret to this day.
Nobody knows what Play-Doh is made of.
Apparently not.
Okay. All right. Well, there it is. It's trademarked now. The smell of Play-Doh, the scent of Play-Doh is trademarked.
The half ounce is mini splash is only $5.40.
$5.40?
Yep.
So that's a mini splash. What is that, like one?
Probably a couple just squirts.
Yeah, and that's it. All right.
What were your thoughts on Silly Putty as a kid?
I loved it.
Wasn't it just hours, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just hours and hours.
Put it on the newspaper, peel it off, look at it. It's backwards. Yeah. I don't really know what Silly Putty did outside of, you know, copying comics. I mean, you could bounce it around. I guess you could...
Wasn't there like
Silly Putty
a crazy story about it too? Like it was originally for like the government or something, and then
I think there is some sort of weird story connected with Silly Putty. But I don't know. I mean, Silly Putty. I mean, I played with it when I was a kid. I used to smack my friends with it, like all good toys. You have to whack your friends across the skull with them.
It was created because the rubber had been rationed for World War II.
Yeah, there it is, Silly Putty. Silly Putty and Play-Doh. Don't get them confused. Silly Putty doesn't smell sweet, slightly musky vanilla fragrance with a slight overtone of cherries combined with the smell of salted wheat-based dough. That's not what Silly Putty smells like. Silly Putty smells like... Silly
Newspaper.
Newspaper. All right. Yeah, a classic toy right there, the old Play-Doh. And it's still an old standby that people go to all the time. Nice to know that you're... Soon to be 3-year-old enjoys a good round of Play-Doh.
Yes.
All right. Cool.
And the smell of markers is the other. I would say probably Play-Doh and markers were the two childhood scents that you play. You know, that you played with that would
crayons too.
Mm, sure,
crayons had a pretty strong smell. The marker stuff's a little dangerous though, Dan.
Yes,
been huffing on a highlighter. So all right. We should talk about favorite scents. We haven't done that in a very, very long time.
Yeah.
Like favorite aromas, what you like. We'll get to that. That'll be on another morning. But we're going to take a break. We got the news coming up next. Mike Bancroft from Sauce and Bread on Clark Street is going to join us after the news, which is next.